And now on Tucson Business Radio, let's find out how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise with your host, Karen Fisher.
Good afternoon. I am Karen Fisher, and you are listening to today's radio show, which is Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And we're on the Tucson Business Radio X. I am Karen Fisher with Summit Funding. I hope you're enjoying the show. We are broadcasting live from the Stewart Title Studio on Broadway in Tucson. I have three wonderful guests that are going to help all of us become healthier, wealthier, and wiser, especially in what's going on within our society right now. Everybody needs a little bit of help. And I have to be honest with you, all three of these people are people that I know, like, trust, I've worked with, and I have had amazing results as far as her help. So I want to introduce, we're going to start with Ann McKechnie. And Ann McKechnie is, go ahead, Ann, I'm going to tell you a little bit about you, but go ahead and tell me the company and why you got involved in your company.
Yeah, I'm Ann McKechnie. I'm actually work for myself, self-employed, and my company is called Build Your Dream Life Today. And so I help people with their physical and financial goals in life. I work with a green consumer goods company, and I've been doing that now for around 10 years.
And on a personal basis, so the products that I'm very familiar with, the products are manufactured right here in the United States, and it has actually been clinically proven to do some amazing things. And so we'll talk about that a little bit more about health, and I'll let you test as far as that. And then we have Sharon Loper. Sharon is affectionately known as the Toy Lady, and the company that you represent is?
It's Discovery Toys.
Which is awesome. Now, Discovery Toys, you know what? It's really funny. We need to actually learn how to play again as both children and as adults. And then my dear friend Cindy Scheller, who those of you that have known what's happened with my family's health issues over the past year in particular, if it were not here, if it were not for Cindy, quite frankly, I would not be here today.
Well, thank you, Karen. My business is Caring Senior Service of Tucson Northeast.
And we could just call her Saint Cindy. We'll start there.
Yeah, so, I don't think so. Yeah,
yes, I do. So let's just have a little bit of fun. So we're going to just, this is just round robin. We're here having a conversation, and we'll just pretend like we're at the bar. Mark, our producer, is promising that we might have one going up in a little bit. But so first and foremost, Cindy, we're just going to go around a bit. But you have been involved in the and basically the home healthcare services for 20 plus years. And I'm going to just read a little bit as far as of your official bio, because it's pretty amazing. Hang on, I got to just get to it. I've got it all written out. So you've been both, you've been a business owner and a home care consultant, technically 25 years plus of experience helping thousands of seniors live in their home comfortably. You left the corporate world in 2015. I was part of watching that transition. Mm-hmm. And you opened up Caring Senior Services of Tucson, the Northeast. And hands down, like literally when we got the phone call from the hospital that my mother-in-law was being discharged, and the place that she was living in, which was an assisted living place, and they couldn't take care of her, you immediately were there with your staff and basically had the 24/7 cares. But you do some other things too. You also are you work for hospice. And so tell me a little bit more, and what are some of the things, because this is the holidays. I know one of the things we want to really share with our listeners is how do you help our seniors? Our society seems to be, I guess some of the words, and maybe that's what we're all talking about, is how do we help people? It seems to be more isolating. You've got people are busy. They're working. Like I know for us personally, my husband travels. I'm working full time. How do you help?
Well, I think the first thing that's really important is to plan. Don't wait for a crisis. So during the holidays, we all go see the families, and you'll notice some changes. And at first, they might be subtle. Maybe last year, you noticed that mom wasn't cooking as much, and this year, you noticed very little food in the refrigerator. So as you notice these changes, reach out right away. Talk to a trusted advisor. You can call me anytime. Use me as a resource. And I can guide you through the process. But if you wait till there's a crisis, as you very well know, Karen, it's very chaotic. And so having a plan, putting that plan into place is really important. Having family conversations about what do we do when mom can't live home alone or needs extra help, and especially at end of life, having those difficult conversations about how do we travel this journey together and how do we collect all of our community resources to really make an impact for the positive for people that are going through these things. And that's my mission and my path in life, is to ease that burden for everyone, whether they need my service at Caring Senior Service, whether they need hospice, whether they need to be placed. It's just giving people the information they need to, that's for your family member's highest good.
Well, and you, truthfully, you are a wealth of resources. I do want to make sure that you let people know how they can get a hold of you. So if you can go ahead and give the company name and then the website and the phone number, because it's, this journey's been going on, and I've had Cindy's help for 5+ years. And, you know, you think that you're prepared, but let me tell you, and I'm an organization, you know, I'm a, like, checklist, get it done type of person. No, we weren't prepared.
So you can reach us at 520-428-0143. And our website is Tucson, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, at caringinc.com. And then for hospice, you can also reach me at Harmony Hospice. Our phone number at Harmony Hospice is 284-9334. And I help at
Harmony.
And
that's 5202.
520 as well. Thank you. I help Harmony with their community integration process and helping bring all of the healthcare providers together, again, for the clients, your family members' highest good. Harmony's email, I would mention too, is www.harmonyhospice.org. It's a wonderful organization. Brianna Henderson owns it. She's a licensed master social worker. And the real hero of Harmony is probably Lacey, who is our certified companion dog.
Oh, and how fun.
She helps a lot of people as they're going through the death and dying process, bring a lot of comfort, and just give... Lacey brings a lot of love to those patients. So.
And there's been a lot of things that have changed as far as that. And so, you know, just jumping around. So, Sharon, I know in terms of with Discovery Toys, you were introduced to Discovery Toys back when they pretty much first started, which is how many years ago now?
Discovery Toys is over 40 years old this year. And I probably joined them when they were 4 years old.
So think about that. And I mean, that's a long time as far as with the company, but you had some special, you know, in terms of with your own children. I mean, you have toys, you had shared with me the other day, you still have some of the toys in, they're now young men, adults, but you have some of your toys still in your household.
And the fun thing about Discovery Toys is if you look through our current catalog, you will probably find so many products that were there when I started. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing. So,
And we're definitely seeing one of the things that's happening. We talk at length, and I really would love for you to tell as far as that story that you, there was actually a child that, you know, bottom line is parents, you know, they're busy, they're crazy, they're stressed, and they don't think that they really realize dealing with just all the screen time, how detrimental that is. Can you just share? I know, you know, as far as you had shared that there was the child that had come in who literally did not know how to build a stack of blocks physically. Could do it on an iPhone or a phone or a tablet, but literally did not have the muscle memory. Just tell us that story, because it was like unbelievably shocking to me.
So one of the things that Discovery Toys does for us consultants is they do a lot of research in child development and play. And years ago, when I was a special needs parapro in a preschool and kindergarten, I learned about a study that was done in the United Kingdom about a little boy who came into preschool, could not build a block tower, had no idea how to do it, but he could swipe it on his tablet. And keeping that in the back of my mind, I actually did have a little one there who was basically in that same frame of mind. And what I love about Discovery Toys is that they go out and they get the research and then create products that will help children play and retain that muscle memory.
So, and it's not just children. This is the other thing that's a really big deal because we're dealing with as far as with Alzheimer's patients, and there's things that are happening. And one of the things that I find fascinating now is that there are a lot of studies that it used to be that we thought, oh, you're just getting old. It's just old age. And oh, you lose your memory when you get older. There are lots of discoveries right now that our miraculous bodies and our miraculous minds have the ability to build new dendrites. And so new brain cells, new things. We are not fixed as far as our brain, which is what they used to think. And so I know that some of the, they call it toys, but you could just call it product or whatever. There's things that you have for engaging family conversation. I mean, the art of sitting around at the family dinner table seems to have been lost, and I keep reading article after article about how critical it is to actually turn the television off, put the devices away, and actually have some conversations. And there's literally people, they don't know what to say. You've got some toys, I know they call it toys, but they're really like kind of fun conversation starters. As to the art of conversation is almost lost.
It's called Family Talk, and I don't like the word toys either, so I prefer to call our products educational learning tools.
Ooh, how fun. Okay.
Yeah, and one of the things Family Talk does, because I too believe that oral history is taking a detour, and it's a pack of 50 conversation starters. And I gave one to my son and his wife, and I said, Don't include the grandkids, just you and she sit around the table because you eat dinner together and just start talking, because those kids' ears are going to perk up, just like my ears perked up when my aunts and uncles came over and told family stories.
Oh, we all have those, yes. There's some good ones.
And going off of what you said, I would also like to add, build upon what Cindy did, is we are finding that seniors who have difficulties really can benefit from a lot of our products because they help build physical dexterity and mental acuity. And I have actually seen it work.
That's amazing. And I want to make sure, so your phone number, how they can get a hold of you, and be sure to include the area code and repeat it twice.
Phone number is 520-360-1263. It's 520-360-1263.
Fantastic. Okay, so some of the things that are happening regarding dementia, and there's some huge studies, and I've had the honor of knowing Anne for a number of years. We've served on a board together. We've done all kinds of things. But what is amazing is one of the things that's also affecting both our children as well as our adults is the toxicity of a lot of chemicals and things that are in our environment. And so, Anne, tell us a little bit about, like, I know of some major studies, but you know, you are definitely the expert of being once a nurse, always a nurse, but tell us a little bit more about what they have found and what's going on.
Yeah, you know, for years, a lot of people have been saying that some of the household cleaners that you use on a regular basis that people take for granted that they buy at the grocery store are not really doing a good job. They might be doing a good job cleaning, but they're really not doing a good job for your health. But significantly this year, there was a study that came out of the University of Bergen up in Norway that was a 20-year study. So when you do studies, you know, when you have something of that length, it's very, very significant. The study actually said that if you use regular household cleaners once a week in your house, and you're used to doing that, it has the same effect on your lungs as smoking a pack of Marlboro cigarettes a day, for 20 years. So if you look at what your lungs might look like after 20 years of smoking, you're not really thinking that when you clean your house, you're going to have the same effect. Actually, the study was more significant in women than men. And I think that's because more women clean than guys, right? So
yeah, that's
probably got a lot to do with it. We're all women here. Let's face it. So, sorry, Mark. But you know what? You know, that is a very significant study. So if you want to reduce it, I mean, and of course, you know, when you are cleaning, you're also having issues, you know, with your body. I mean, it's a toxin, right? So your body's going to say, hey, this toxin is not good for me. So it causes all sorts of things like oxidative stress and all sorts of other things that we're now seeing. They even think that maybe there's might be a link to DNA changes and stuff like that. In fact, newborn babies these days are born with, you know, several chemicals in their umbilical cords. I think it's a matter of about 200.
Oh, my gosh.
Where you never used to have that like 50 years ago.
And some of the things that have, one of the things that I know as far as with your the company and the products, and I think this is hugely significant. It just gives you an idea. When you look at the cleaners that you get through the company, which is Melaleuca, mm-hmm. When you buy their cleaners, they don't have childproof caps on it.
No.
It's amazing because, and you think about all of these cleaners that with warning labels and the toxins and things like that. And I know that we personally switched over all of our cleaning products, and there's lots of other things that you do that help in terms of the health and the nutritional supplements in particular, but really focusing on just the cleaning. There was actually, there's been story after story of people who have asthma or who have, you know, different things that have happened that, you know, that's the one change that they made was switching over their cleaning products. And then all of a sudden they're not having to use their nebulizers and all of this other stuff. It's very interesting. But there's also some things that you're finding out in terms of things that people think that they might be doing that they might think are good for them, such as everybody thinks it's great that we take vitamins, right? Mm-hmm. Until you look at what is in a lot of the vitamins or the lack of the information that's there, because vitamins are not regulated by the FDA in the same way that supposedly prescription medications are. Mm-hmm. And there was a study I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to find it, but they just did a study of some of the big name brand vitamins, and what they said on the label versus what was in there were not one and the same. And a lot of those vitamins that you think you're doing something to be so healthy actually had some really severe toxins. The biggest one was mercury, and which is really terrifying. But one of the things that we've done is knowing about, and there is an amazing omega-3. There's a lot of studies about omega-3 and brain health. And literally, there's the product that is called Mango Tango. It's such a funny name for a product. And you think it's fish oil. Oh my God, it's going to be horrid. It is not. It actually is. It's fantastic. And I can literally tell the difference whether my mother-in-law is taking it or not. Absolutely. So what are some of the other things that they're finding out?
Well, of course, there's always been some measure of correlation between lack of fish oil in somebody's diet. I mean, it actually comes from a lot of our processed food as well. The transit times of our food, omega-6s as well as omega-3s. People are not eating grass-fed beef anymore. We're not out fishing, gathering, getting wild salmon. So a lot of the farm stuff that you buy will have that problem, Karen, in it, and it also won't have those omega-3s in it. So you might think, I'm eating salmon twice a week, but you're probably not getting the omega-3s you need with the right amount of DHA and EPA per serving. So it is important. And of course, with supplements, you've just got to make sure that they absorb. And there's been a lot of studies, like you said, that show that they're not regulated. So sometimes you go to the store and they're not pharmaceutical grade, which means they're not regulated in the grade that you're buying. And you're buying something that doesn't have what's on the label, like you were just saying. You also find that, you know, they don't absorb and they cause more free radical issues. So, you know, you want to
tell us about the danger of free radicals, because some people might not know. I mean, I know a little bit.
Yeah. So free radicals, you know, going to be there. The good thing is if you can reduce them as much as possible, you can live a healthier life. You can reduce your you know, getting cancer and all those type of things. It doesn't mean to say it's not going to happen because you naturally produce free radicals. But, you know, you can reduce those significant cardiovascular, arthritis, diabetes, all these, you know, things that are associated with free radicals, right? And production of free radicals. It's called oxidative stress. And so lots of things happen when your body's in an oxidative stress. So, you know, that's kind of this type of stuff, the autoimmune type of things you see a lot. We're seeing a lot more of those these days. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's just diagnosis. I think it's, you know, we're just seeing a lot more of it. We live in a more stressful society.
Well, and more stressful. And then I think people, just in terms of the way that we eat, you know, the processed foods. I mean, I'm for a long, long time, I've been a the processed foods and the chemicals, it just, you know, logically, we shouldn't be really putting that many in our bodies. And then I have a friend of mine who's and I don't know, she hasn't done as far as the studies. I don't know the studies, but she said a lot of our food just gets microwaved. And there's actually a lot of information out there that's saying that always just microwaving your food is actually destroying some of the nutrients that are in there. And so I'm just like, oh, great. So, okay. So these things that we might think are these conveniences may end up, you know, causing us so much harm. And it's amazing. So anyhow, so as far as with some fun, so let's talk about this as we, you know, again, this is fireside chat, round robin, not going in order type of thing. What are some of the biggest things that you're seeing, like both with your clients and also what we should do during the holidays to just kind of tone the stress level down? What can we do? Having more fun with having conversation starters, maybe you can avoid some of those icky conversations that sometimes pop up. Okay. Can we throw a bunch of stress balls too?
That yeah, really.
So
I think part of it for seniors is that, you know, sometimes we want all of our family together, but it might be too much for a senior or a disabled person to be sitting in a loud, very raucous family event. And so having a quiet room or a quiet area set up for your mom or your dad or your grandma to go sit and kind of breathe while everybody's yelling at the football game is helpful and help them de-stress. And you can do that by having low lighting, maybe have aromatherapy in that room, something like that, and just give them a space to get away a bit.
That's a great idea right there.
I'll go in that room.
Oh, okay.
Me too. I'll go there.
Yeah. What else do you, fun things to do? I know definitely in terms of some nutrition, you know, the other thing that happens a lot with the holidays is people bring their favorite germs to you.
Yeah, so it's really important to take a good quality nutritional supplement, but also a probiotic. And around the holidays, I would suggest to people to take some digestive enzymes too. As you age, you're not digesting your food as well. And as you know, this time of year, we have a lot of heavy food, a lot of things that people love to eat and they feel really bad afterwards eating it. So, you know, that can really help you get the nutrients that you need from your food.
What about as far as Sharon, as far as just things that you can see or with the families?
Well, holidays for me were being with families, and a lot of times families that I didn't see. And I think being able to be together, to talk, to play games, you know, to sit down and just have some fun together and forget about, you know, all of the stress and everything going on. And one of the things that Discovery Toys does is offers a lot of family games, things that are interactive for both parents and children. We have a game called Raccoon Rumpus that's for little ones, and it's this little raccoon, and you have to roll the dice. And I have known young adult parents who, after the children go to bed, like to play with it.
Oh, that's
because you know, it takes us back to a time when there wasn't so much else going on. You know, the rent, the traffic, you know, all of this. So, I think not just at the holidays, but I think we as a society need to play more.
I also think that we need to use the technology that we have available. So I remember very clearly a couple years ago, we had clients, they'd been married like 69 years, and one went into the hospital. So she went into the hospital, and the husband didn't know what to do without his wife. And so what we ended up doing was we had a caregiver go to the hospital with her iPhone, called our iPhone with the caregiver that was at home with the husband, and we let them talk to each other on Facebook or on FaceTime. So FaceTime is a huge piece of technology that we can use to stay in contact with the family members. So if grandpa lives in New Jersey and you're in California, you can FaceTime him in so that he can participate. And even with your games and with the learning tools that you have, make that a game with grandma or grandpa or a sibling that lives out of state. And that is huge to be able to connect one-on-one, especially, and that ties into seniors. It ties into when somebody's has a terminal diagnosis. It just allows that connection to be a little stronger.
I think that's a great idea, because I could see you having both sets of toys, and you know, as far as that information, that would be a lot of fun and hugely helpful. And I think one of the other things that seems to be prevalent, and we have within Tucson, we have an awful lot of snowbirds, and although it's fun and it's by choice and things like that, it also can be very isolating. And so it seems that we go from one extreme to the other, where we just want to be out and about and seeing everybody, and then the other where you just want to cocoon, like you just don't want to talk to, you know, like you're tapped out, you've had enough, right? And so I know that there's other things that we can do that just, you know, help as far as reducing the stress and everything like that. One of the things that I want to talk about as far as the stress, because, and you know, you say people need to play more. I'm all about that. I mean, my motto, even though I'm a mortgage banker, is let's have some fun. Summit Funding, let's have some fun. And one of the things that I find that people do around the holidays, they tend to overspend. They will, you know, they just, there's this frenetic, I don't know, just every piece of advertising coming at you, from social media to the television to the, you know, radio. I mean, that one of the things that I love about Business X Radio is it really is business, giving people tools to use in their everyday life. And so what I see people doing sometimes is just having huge issues. All of a sudden January comes along and that credit card bill that they, you know, and there's some really interesting statistics. If you use plastic of any kind, it could be your credit card or your debit card, either or, statistically, you will spend 57% more using plastic of any kind versus cash. So if you really want to, you know, have a, one of the things that's kind of a fun thing to do is just take it out in cash, and then you go to the store and you use cash as far as paying for something. Also can help to prevent identity theft, because right now the thieves are thick right now. You've got people stealing packages off of doorsteps. You've got, I remember several Christmases ago, of course, I was running around like a maniac, and I had all these packages, and I went to pay, and I went to pick it up, and the packages that I just got through shopping for, they were gone. And the person that was at the register and I both were like, I didn't even see anybody. Neither of us saw anybody. And so I don't know whether, I mean, yes, I was irritated about the money, but I was really irritated about having to go shopping again. But, you know, so what are some other things that you're doing? What are some family traditions that you have that you bring into your home for the holidays? You've got.
She's looking at
me. I'm looking at all of you. You can all say you do both.
We eat way too much. My house, I am not your doctor. I might be your healthcare provider, but I'm not your doctor. So we make a lot of sweets. And I make my famous garlic and sour cream mashed potatoes. And again, I'm not your doctor, so don't look to me for your cholesterol level. But lots of candies and cookies. And our new tradition that we just started, we built our bonfire pit. And so we have a bonfire And everybody goes out and they make s'mores, and that's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
And our little one loves that. So it kind of, in fact, I Googled campfire stories just to do something silly while we were around the campfire. And one cracked me up so bad. My husband said, "I cannot believe you're laughing at that." And I said, it was just funny. It just made me laugh. And he goes, "You're crazy." Because it was the silliest campfire thing. But, you know, it encourages, I don't know, it just reminds me of camp, and I love our bonfire pit. So that's my new thing.
Well, and if your son's out there, I mean, that's an example. He's not sitting in front of the bonfire and having a Game Boy in his hands at the same time. It's pretty exciting. How about you, Sharon? I know one of the things, I know that you are an amazing singer. So she's awesome.
Yes, I do. Because I'm Jewish and Hanukkah starts Sunday night, one of the things that just warms my heart, because both of my kids, one's 40, one's 37, you know, so I'm
But they're
going,
still your kids. That's the way
always,
that works.
Yes. Yeah, it's Eric the eldest, Brian the baby. You know, that's how I remember it. Was playing dreidel. You know, and there's so many ways to play that little game, and you spin the dreidel. And I think my favorite memory is the year we decided to use M&Ms. You know, you put five in, and what happens on the dreidel, you take them out, you put them in, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, "Mommy, do you have any more M&Ms?" "Why? I ate mine."
I love it. That's
so last year when I went to Southern California to visit my eldest son and his two grandkids, we also played with M&Ms. And my favorite picture is my grandson sitting there with his M&M stash, all the blue ones together, all the orange ones together. You know, it was fun. So I think that and making latkes, I got to teach my granddaughter how to make latkes in
awesome.
The morning. So those two things, and then, of course, lighting the candles, you know, for 8 days. Those things, and singing, yes, and singing. So those are the things that warm my heart when it comes to the holidays and being around family.
And we had an amazing time. You know, I grew up, I'm Episcopalian. I grew up in a Christian household, but one of my friends, their family was Jewish, and they invited us over, and we had the best time playing dreidel, and everything that we did, and the food, and I'm telling you, those latkes, they're really, really good. So, and how about you, Anne? What do you...
Well, you know, I was brought up Church of England, which is like Episcopalian. So Christmas Eve is a big, huge time for us. We always go to midnight mass. And so that's one thing that we've always done with the kids. And now actually they're grown and they say, "What time are we going to mass?" So they're always, you know, when they were younger, like, "Really? We have to go."
Yeah.
And, you know, we always go down to St. Philip's down there, and it's just the most beautiful service. The singing is amazing there. So, and of course,
Jostler Design Building.
Yeah. Jostler Design, mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful inside. But we also... I always put a piece of pork in on Christmas Eve. That's a family tradition for us. And then Christmas Day, I always make wash cakes, which is a tradition from home. And then we always have Christmas pudding and brandy butter sauce.
Oh,
so
I'm
that's
coming
one
over
of those
there.
Things.
That's
which
like,
is,
yeah.
And we actually have Christmas crackers, which you have to get them really early in Tucson. Otherwise, they're all sold out. You don't find them at all. You have to go online.
What is a Christmas cracker?
So a Christmas cracker is when you sit across the table from somebody and you pull either end and it snaps and the person inside gets the treat. So back in the UK, you get really good ones where you'll even get really Limoges pottery and stuff inside. But here you get the little plastic things with the little joke and you put the party favor hat on. It's kind of fun. That's what we do.
That
and then, of course,
fun.
We have Boxing Day, which you don't really celebrate here in the United States, but we honor it.
It's yeah. I think Boxing Day is great. It's actually a great. That's another way to reduce some stress, because a friend of mine said our professional organizers say, well, you kind of should do Boxing Day once a month or something like that. But to literally take that time, that day after Christmas, and go through everything. So we are, like I said, I was raised Episcopalian, and we are at service, but we actually, instead of the same meal each time, one of our favorite Christmas traditions is just with our family. So my husband Scott and our daughter Allison, we will go through a gourmet recipe book, and we've had we've made from beef Wellington to, you know, of course you have to have Christmas lobster every now and then, you know, to all these different things. And so it ends up being this full day of the three of us cooking. They're actually better cooks than me. I tend to be the cleanup queen instead. But it is so much fun to do something that, you know, you don't necessarily, when you're working and you're doing everything, you don't have time to spend 4 hours prepping for a big meal, and then getting dressed up is always fun. And then we also have another fun tradition. We started this years ago when our daughter was in elementary school at St. Michael's, and we heard on the radio about this one fun family that the dad always bought crazy, crazy pajamas for his daughter, you know, Christmas pajamas for his daughter. Well, we decided that that was a great tradition, but the reality is that I wanted the pajamas too. So Allie and I, even though she's 27, we get these crazy Christmas pajamas, and throughout the year, because she's work as she's out of state going and working on her doctorate, you know, that's what we will do. So it's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun as far as the tradition. Well, I want to get into some more details, but I do want to remind our listeners that you are listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise radio show, and we are on Tucson Business Radio X. And I am Karen Fisher. I am a senior loan officer with Summit Funding. People say, why are you doing Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise? Let me tell you, I, as a loan officer, I see everything. I literally ask the questions that your mother told you you weren't allowed to ask. And oh, by the way, you have to prove them to me. So you can tell me your age, but yes, that's very nice, but I need to see your photo ID to prove it. And you can tell me what's in your bank account, and that's very nice, but please give me your last 2 months of bank statements, etc. So it's very, what I hear clients happening, and one of the things, my mission in life is to improve people's financial lives and their lives in general for the better. One family, one household at a time, and bringing together the resources that have mattered so much to me and that I see are helping people are huge. The other thing is that's interesting. I do believe, I think I'm the only W-2 employee right here, right? We've got three entrepreneurs. And so let's talk about that wealthy piece. What are some of the things that you learned that were great? And what are some of the things that you're like, oh boy, I wish somebody would have told me this before I started my own business? One of them, I know for Anne, on a personal basis, I know lots of things. You're going to share some more. But one of the things that you said is that I wish I had started earlier, because you were a customer for a long, long time before you started your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and of course, I've had different businesses. So I've owned physical retail businesses, and I've had, you know, different types of businesses, entertainment businesses, and with a lot of upfront costs. It cost me a lot to get started with those businesses, but my current businesses didn't really cost me anything except for word of mouth. And so I wish I had got started earlier, just because of the retirement facet to it and the residual part to it.
No, you mean Social Security is not going to be there for us?
Probably not.
So there you go. So yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great for us, for our family.
How about you, Sharon?
I wished I would have stayed instead of left. I did leave for a while.
Yeah.
I left, you know, the kids grow up. I moved from San Diego to Arizona. And I know that the company went through some really rough times, but I wished I would have stayed, because I think I would have had a better outlook on the education, because I am an educator. I'm a Montessori educator, and I do special needs. And I feel that I would just have more in my bucket, so to speak.
Well, and part of it is with the Discovery Toy history is at one point in time it got purchased by Avon, and then it's kind of an interesting history behind the scenes. But now
The owners that we have now have the same fire and the same passion that Lane Nemeth had when she created the company 40 years ago. And that has brought people back to Discovery Toys. And I think it's given us a lot of information and the ability to share with others, because they give us all of this child development stuff.
Well, and some of the information that is even just on the site and things like that. And I'm just going to take a second because I actually did a little bit of my own, you know, R&D, you know, research and or Robin duplicate, you could say. But one of the things that's from the website, and I thought this was huge, and I think to myself, are we really allowing our children, ourselves and our parents, grandparents, whatever the case may be, and they have sensory play, motor play, construction play, logic play, make believe logic. I mean, sometimes I'm like, do we have any logic left anymore with some other people? That social emotional piece of it, family games, science, think it through, language, numbers, and books. One of the things that I hear people say, I'll hear it, and it comes at such an early age sometimes, and it makes me nuts, is that they'll say, oh, I'm not good at math. I'm not good at math. What? What do you mean you're not good at math? You may not have been taught appropriately. It may not have clicked that first time. And we had this conversation the other day about there's a whole trend within our society that if you don't get it right the first time, then you just better just give up, right? Like, you know, it's like people forget when you look at Facebook or you look at other things, like even if it's, you know, one of the reality shows, that you're seeing the highlights, maybe the lowlights if it's the reality show, but you're seeing the highlights. And I just think that people, you know, like why do you have to get an A every time in something? What about, oh, maybe I need to do it again so that I'm learning? Just food for thought.
Well, that's one of the things that really, that's why I'm glad I'm a Montessori educator, because I feel that all over the country we're teaching to the test. We are not allowing children to use their brains to explore and to fail. And we all need to fail. We need to look at what we did wrong or what didn't work and figure out, how can I do it better the next time?
Yeah. I mean, think about what would we have done if Edison just said, oh, didn't work. I mean, 10,000 times before we got light, right? And then, Anna, I mean, what are you seeing? Because, you know, just in terms of what people are doing or not doing right now.
Well, I see that, you know, personally, I see, I think there's a lot of information that's put on the younger generation. And so I feel like they're bombarded with so much stuff. And they're very much instant gratification a lot of the times. And so I find that, you know, don't have a lot of attention span to do things. And so, you know, because the internet is so huge and people are on their phones all the time, even we're on our phones, because let's face it, we text, I think more people text these days than they do actually pick up the phone. I'm wondering if our mouths are going to get smaller in about 50 years because we won't be talking, right? So it's like, you know, you see these cartoons, you wonder.
And that it is interesting. The attention span, I think that's huge. I think as we, you know, are just that instant gratification. And so what are some of the things that you see? What do you see out there?
Well, in terms of wealth and going from being an employee to an entrepreneur, it's a journey, right? And I wouldn't go back and change anything, because everything that I've done, I've learned a lot of lessons, some of them wonderful lessons, some of them hard lessons. But at the end of the day, it does make you stronger. I always said that if I went ahead to open my business, I just hoped I had enough Band-Aids. So when I jumped off the cliff, when I banged my body on the cliff, I would be able to have enough Band-Aids in the box. And I think it's continuous learning. You know, there's a big difference between being an executive and being a business owner. So you have to get really granular sometimes, and then you have to get out of the weeds and you have to look from a higher level to be able to see everything. And you have to really apply lessons learned so that you don't do the things you don't want to do again. In terms of our society, one of the things that we see a lot of now is, especially in memory care settings, we see seniors being paired with children and having that that co-play, which is super important, and it brings a whole nother element. We see animals. I was just with Harmony Hospice, the Forum had an event at their memory care center, and they had a horse there. Hmm. I think he was a Clydesdale, JJ. So wherever you are, JJ,
you're
amazing.
Oh, it wasn't even a miniature horse?
No, he was huge, like 18 hands. Wow. And to see the joy of the resident's face when they brought these, and they had a little one in, a little, looked like a large dog. But it was so much fun for all of us to be there and watch that and support that. And so having children work, and there's a lot of communities that do this, having children work with seniors, even if it's just coloring, having, you know, like our dog Lacey go out and visit, I think that what we lack a lot of, especially in terms of healthcare, is that human touch. So as a Reiki master, I can tell you that if somebody's in pain, just touching somebody makes a huge difference. So I think getting back to the basics of caring for our community in a loving way, and, you know, it's the holidays. Do you have a neighbor that lives alone? You know, check on her or him. Make sure they're okay.
Well, I think that that piece is huge. I know it used to be that everybody knew the mailman or mail lady, and now there's some changes happening there with the community mailboxes versus somebody just, you know, checking in on the neighbors and things like that. And, you know, interestingly, I mean, there's a lot of people that want to age in place. They want to stay in their homes. However, what we experienced and we had to have was it safe to stay in the home? And so what are some of the safety things that you can, maybe some advice and counsel for safety tips, especially for our seniors?
So a couple of things. Most people want to stay in their own home. I was just watching the doctor's show, and 80% of people want to die at home. Only 60% do, because a loving friend or neighbor will call 911 and they end up getting taken to the hospital instead of staying home on hospice. So most people can stay at home safely, but there are certain things that we look for where they're not safe and they need to be transitioned, like to memory care. And one of those things is wandering. If you have a family member that likes to go for walks and gets lost, that's a huge trigger point. And what happens with families, and I see it every day and I talk to families every day, they tend to be in a little bit of denial / I want to honor my parents' wishes. So it's really, really hard decisions and hard conversations. When do you take away the keys from your mom and dad so they don't drive anymore? Well, you take them away when they're going to hurt themselves or others. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge, huge, I'm going to face that with my mom. You know, also, I would say that not everybody, it's not fun for everybody at the holidays. I lost my dad on July 4th.
Yeah.
It'll be the first year of holidays, you know, with my mom, without dad. There's people that are sick and are making their journey to who knows what after they die. But just supporting each other safety-wise, making sure almost anything we can fix. But that safety component of wandering is tough. If they're leaving, if you have a family member that lives at home alone and they're burning things up in the microwave or they're leaving the stove on, that tells me that they're not safe.
Well, and you're seeing Anne, you guys, you know, this is radio, not television, but if they could see on television, Anne's eyes are rolling because unfortunately she's had a family member that they've had to go through, and it was really tough.
And it's hard. It's hard in having those conversations. And part of what I do is I try to be that community resource for people to talk about those things. Now, there are certain things, if you go on the Alzheimer's website, there are certain things that you can do. There's been all kinds of studies on the color of the paint you use. You can create a barrier by making the floor in front of the door dark so that somebody with the Alzheimer's doesn't want to cross it. You know, there's all kinds of alarms you can get. There's GPS bracelets now. We have technology where you can install cameras, but at the end of the day, If you have somebody who has fallen, who's got those issues, you know, they're not safe without help. If you have people that aren't eating properly, they're not safe. If they're depressed, it could be because they don't have any socialization. If they're just getting discharged from a hospital or skilled nursing facility, even if you don't continue the care, having somebody there for a few days just to watch them and see how they're doing at home is really helpful. I know you know this, Karen. And before I forget, I have to put in a plug for Karen Fisher because she did our home mortgage.
Oh,
and she got it done in record time. It was complicated. And she, how fast did we close? 30 days or less?
It was less than 30 days.
It was less than 30 days. So thank you very much. She's a superstar if you need a great mortgage banker. But anyways, those are some of the things that we look at. If somebody has Alzheimer's or dementia and the doctor says you shouldn't be driving and you shouldn't be left home alone, you have to make plans. Otherwise, you know, luckily we're in the winter season, but during the summer, if someone, it happens all the time in Arizona, somebody wanders off and it's 110 degrees out, it's not safe. So by having a caregiver in place or by placing them in assisted living, the goal is with our healthcare community is to find the right solution. And oftentimes we combine them. So if we have a client that we have caregivers with, they may also have hospice or they might have skilled help like occupational therapy, physical therapy. And you combine all of those things so that you have a well-rounded plan for them.
Well, and that's one of the services that you helped us with is that we had both with a couple of hospital, with a couple of family members with hospital discharges, then also companion care, and then also we needed just, you know, an assessment of whether it was safe or not. And that peace of mind to know that there was a caregiver that was there. Now it's, you know, dealing with it, it's difficult. But what I love, well, I got on speed dials for a start there, but.
but she does.
Yes, it
is
true.
Fine.
It is absolutely true. So, you know, one of the things I know is that sometimes people, when we talk about some people might not be really aware about what hospice really is. What is hospice?
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. It's really important. So hospice is kind of a scary word for people, but hospice is really a philosophy of care, and it's palliative care, which focuses on the quality of life and the prevention of pain and suffering for patients with a terminal illness. Hospice is a holistic approach and it focuses on medical, emotional, and spiritual care for patients and their loved ones. It can be provided in the comfort of your own home. And the hospice team, just like us, they're available 24/7. Some myths about hospice are that you can come on and off hospice if you need to. So let's say I have cancer and I'm done with my treatment. I've had it. I'm fed up. I just want hospice care. And I want my family to have that network of care that we provide for families. And that's going well. And then some newfangled drug comes along and I want to try it. I can go off a hospice, try the drug, and then immediately go back on it. So that's one of the things that's really important. You know, the thing about hospice is we not only take care of the patient, but we take care of the whole family. And we do that through, we have spiritual counselors, we have social workers, and it's really honoring that person's journey. There's pet therapy, there's music therapy, there's Reiki. There's all different things to help the family heal and the patient heal.
Well, and with your background, having been a nurse and some of the things that you've seen, I know that you've just that, you know, some of that personal basis. I mean, obviously, with the things that we have with Melaleuca, we want to prevent disease, you know, really working more at prevention versus just giving you a pill once you've got something. But what are some of the things that you've seen just in terms of, boy, I wish that they knew. Like, I know that there are some things that you can do for those seniors or even those that are stressed out, maxed out at the holidays. So aromatherapy was one of them.
Aromatherapy is huge. You know, a lot of people these days are using essential oils, and I think they really do have their place, especially for sleeping and stress relief and all sorts of different things. In fact, rose oil is an amazing oil for as a de-stressant. And, you know, another thing with that I was thinking when you guys were talking a little bit ago, you know, is one important thing we don't think of if you're keeping an elderly person in a home, they can get confused as to what they drink and what they eat. And they put things, I know with my mom, she had dementia. My mother-in-law, not quite as much as this, but my mother was putting the things in the wrong place in the refrigerator, the freezer to the fridge and fridge to the freezer. So there are things, you know, even like how toxic chemicals you use in your home, they're liable to drink just like a child would. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, switching those out for something that is safer would be a lot better thing to do. And you know, and so that's for children and for seniors. But around the holidays, gosh, you're talking about what to do with seniors around the holidays as
well,
far as...
Well, I know one of the things that's there, and we talked about this a little bit, and this is an area that you helped me with tremendously, is a lot of our seniors don't drink enough water.
Yeah, they don't drink enough water.
They like, you know, they hate water, and I
they're worried about going to the bathroom.
Dave will listen. My dear, they're worried about the bathroom, but then they also, for some reason... I mean, my father-in-law, and he will listen to the radio show, so you know I'm talking about you, but he loves Coke. He could be a walking commercial for Coca-Cola.
Yes, he does, and I admit to withholding Coke for so a glass of water first and then giving him a Coke.
Well, you have to take three times as much water to just neutralize
the Coke. Yes. You hear that, Dave? So now it's not 1-to-1, it's 3-to-1, okay? But one of the things that there was a cool, I think it's called Sustain?
Yeah, electrolyte Sustain. So important, especially when you live somewhere like Arizona, because it's so dry here. A lot of people think they should just drink water, but you should actually drink an electrolyte as well, because it's dry, right? So you do lose, even sometimes you're sweating, you don't realize that you're sweating, just like other places in the country where you would. Here it evaporates so easily. So having an electrolyte replacement can actually help people with their confusion issues.
Well, and that really helped. I noticed a huge difference with Diane, whether my mother-in-law is drinking water or not, sufficient water. And she happens to be somebody that hates cold water. So everybody's serving her ice water. She's not going to drink it. She's not. She'll take a little sip and act like she is, but she's not going to drink it. And so what we started doing is using just room temperature water and just putting a little bit of the Sustain, because it's in a, you can do it as a powder and shake it, and we could get her with that and a straw to actually drink it. Mm-hmm. And I can literally tell whether she's hydrated or not, whether the omega-3s or hydration.
You can actually use that as a pick-me-up, Karen, too.
Oh,
it's a definitely.
Oh, so then, you know, that's something that we all can do.
Yeah, we just need a case in that.
It's good.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say about hospice too is, you know, people wait so long before they go on hospice, and that is so sad to me, because there's so many benefits of hospice. When you get a diagnosis, you should be talking to your hospice team, any hospice team, but a lot of folks come on in the last couple of weeks. Did you know that you can be on hospice for 6 months to a year? Mm-hmm. But the average length of stay is so low, so they're not getting all the benefits.
They're not getting the information.
The family's not getting the information and benefits. And really great point on that. I'm going to have to talk to you offline about some of that stuff.
See, that's the
that's
thing.
Good for my, yeah, my clients.
Yeah. One of the things that's so great about doing this show is that we're exposing, the goal is to expose everybody. And then we're coming up on the hour. I mean, this hour goes by like this. You guys, we're almost finished. So I just want one more time. I want each one of you to say your company, say your name, and how to contact you. And you got to give your number twice. That's a Karen rule. There you go. So to start with Ann.
Okay. I'm Ann McKechnie, and I'm with Build Your Dream Life today. And my phone number is 520-990-5268. Karen said twice. So it's 520-990-5268.
Awesome.
Sharon Loper with Discovery Toys, 520-360-1263. 520-360-1263.
And I am Cindy Scheller with Caring Senior Service, and my number is 520-428-0143. If you need to call me at Harmony Hospice, the number is 520 284-9334, 520-284-9334. And a really, really super fast plug, if you want to learn more about the difference between a POA and a healthcare POA,
POA standing for power of attorney.
Yeah. Zach and Schmitz are going to be presenting at Harmony's Food for Thought on December 12th at noon. Lunch is provided. It's free. So reach out if you want to attend to that.
And what we could do is post that on the website itself. And again, I want to say my name. I am Karen Fisher with Summit Funding. We do put the fund back in home funding. I want to let you know that I can do loans anywhere. Personally, I can do loans anywhere in the state of Arizona. I've got clients, Bullhead City to anywhere. But then the company, we're nationwide. And I can be reached at 520-447-2279. That's 520-447-2279. And I do want to remind you that we do have a very specialized program for our first responders who take such amazing care of us. That's firefighter, police, military, and within the police and law enforcement, we do include Border Patrol, et cetera. And that is ourneighborsourheroes.com. And thank you, Mark, for being an amazing producer. Again, this is the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise on Tucson Business Radio X.